The Message of Matthew, a talk by Carol Kruger. Let me begin the message of Matthew with some questions. The gospel, according to Matthew, was the first gospel to be written about Jesus, right? Wrong. Matthew was composed by a tax collector named Matthew Levi, right? Wrong. The purpose of the book was to record the life of Jesus, right? Wrong. So just what is the book of Matthew really saying? What is the message of Matthew, the first gospel in our beloved King James Bible? Why does it speak to you and to me today? This is the first in my planned series on the four gospels. As you probably know, the word gospel comes from the Greek word evangelium, meaning good news. Each gospel has a distinctive place in Bible literature and an equally distinctive good news message. Mark is the most doctrinal and scholarly, the shortest and least quoted, the first to be written, and thus it was a source book for both Matthew and Luke. It had strong appeal to the Romans. Luke, the most read of the four, is beautifully written and inspiring as the author takes us through the stories of Jesus' mission and his church. As you know, Luke continues the story in the book of Acts. Its appeal was to Greek intellectuals. Now, John is a haunting book, more the story of the Christ than of the man Jesus.